I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Iran, it's common for Christians to be imprisoned for their faith. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says typically, believers will face up to 5 years of prison. But in the recent case of these three Christians, the sentencing was much more severe.
A judge called Ahmad Poor issued his verdict in July, sentencing Pastor Victor and Hadi Asghari to 10 years imprisonment and Amin Nadiri to 15 years imprisonment for conducting evangelism and for illegal house church activities. So these are charges which are entirely directed at their Christian faith.
The three defendants had an appeals hearing last month and were encouraged to be able to share their side of the story. Pray for their continued strength and witness, as well as for justice. And many Christians in the Middle East and North Africa face persecution daily. Yet World Mission's Greg Kelly says many believers are willing to risk everything to proclaim the name of Jesus. World Mission is offering leadership training courses in Egypt so believers can evangelize effectively. Kelly says,
so many of these countries like Libya and Algeria, Morocco, Jordan, and other places, they don't have leadership training opportunities that are readily available. And so inside of Cairo, because of the amount of resources that are there, we're seeing leaders from some of these other countries having the opportunity to go to Egypt and get training so that they can be more effective. And whether they're leading a church, whether they're doing an evangelism, and then when they go back to their countries, they're a lot more effective.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that'll let you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.